Hello, everybody. My name is Stevens.
And I'm Javerlyn.
And you're listening to Like Father,
Like Daughter
Podcast.
Enjoy!
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Like Father,
Like Daughter
Podcast. And so we missed a week this time, so that's not so bad.
Not so bad at all.
We're slowly making a comeback. But no, the only reason we're able to record is, again, because my sister was able to be here and stay out there to help your mom in case she needs something.
Yeah.
So we're thankful for that. So last time we talked about pretty much all the different books that we've been reading and some of our recommendations. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that and, you know, maybe took some of those and considered to read them for yourselves. I know some people online were fascinated by the post of the books that we're reading, since we kind of did like a little mini tower of them.
Yeah,
that was cool. Our pile has grown a bit since then. More so for you than for me.
Oh yeah.
You've got like what, 4 or 5 different additional books now. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the first book that I found was Restore Me, which is the fourth book to the Shatter Me book series. It has originally it was 3 books, a trilogy, but then the author wrote 3 more, so now it's a saga, I guess, if that's how you say more than
I don't know. I have no
trilogy.
Idea.
But anyway, it's the fourth book, and that's the series I'm finishing up. And then I'm going to read Dark Matter. And we got the, like, nice
regular size. We talked about that last time. We kind of read the back of the cover and the first page. And what we did was we kind of repurchased the book, you know,
kind of like standard size.
Standard size, yeah, because this was more like one of those quick travel versions, which I really don't like.
It's small.
Because it's so tiny. And it's so thick. I don't know how that's easier for travel.
Yeah. I mean, it is small. I understand how you can compact it and put it in purses and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's still.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that book is next for you. And what else?
I got the it's called The Iron King.
Mm-hmm.
This book, I purchased it, and I'm blaming my dad for it, because we were walking around, and because I was there with my friend, and
your best friend,
my best friend, yes, and we were just looking at books in an aisle, and then my dad calls me, hey, come look at this book, read the back. I'm like, okay, I read it, I love it, and I said, why would you show me this?
And then there's also like 4 more books to that, right?
Yeah, there's actually, I think there's 3. There's 3 more. But that book was, wow. I don't remember the back, so don't ask me to repeat, because I forgot.
Yeah, something about a 16-year-old fairy or something, right?
Yeah, it's like the world of fae, if you know what that is, I guess. Yeah. The next one is called One of Us is Lying. That one actually has a sequel to it, and I think it has another book after that. So I think it has 3 or 4 more books.
Yeah.
But it's basically about these 5 kids who are in, I don't remember
detention.
If they're in detention or just in school in a classroom. And then one of them leaves early. And then when the rest leave, they find the one that left early dead. And it's one of the people it's one of the kids that did it. And apparently it's like really, really good. So I got that one. I had to switch from like romance and love triangles to something different, because those break my heart. It's emotionally hard to handle sometimes. And I don't remember another one. I don't know if I got another one. Do you remember the other books?
I think, well, you got the one that you returned, and then I don't know if you got something else after that.
I
can't remember.
I think that's it. I think that's it. I always see, because I always feel like I'm missing one.
I think you are. I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
But and then the Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus, you've read some more on that, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Okay. How do you like that so far?
It is actually good. It got to a sad part, and I didn't really enjoy that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're past it now. It's okay. We're getting to the good, juicy tea, you know?
Yeah.
I always look for the tea in everything because, for me, the tea is the most enjoyable part. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And then, for me, I've ordered a special book for myself.
Yes, you have.
It's considered a scientific masterpiece, or it's by Sir Isaac Newton.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know who that is, I encourage you to read up on him. He was the person who discovered the formula for gravitational force and motion and some other ones. And there's a lot of what is done today is based off of his math and his laws and all of that. And it's, I can't wait to get this book. It's known as the Principia for short. But it's also, the long version of that is, because he wrote it in Latin, it's Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica. And that pretty much translates to mathematical principles of natural philosophy. And
when's it getting here?
I don't know. Probably in the next 2 days or so. I should expect that. So maybe that one is going to be a slow read for me because it's got a lot of math and science in it.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to read it because it's my understanding that, you know, that it's a masterpiece. So I am so excited to read it. I hope to understand it as best I can. I'm just really excited for that book.
Are we done on the book section?
Yeah.
Moving on to TV. All right, guys, listen up. Listen loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Clear. Do you have like a drum roll type thing?
No, but I have some epic music that we can play. I can't remember which one it is. This one? No.
Yes.
No. Are you gonna talk?
That's my bad. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the TV section. So, the TV show we are talking about is the one and the only Shadow and Bone.
Yeah.
This show blew my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. I enjoyed it a lot.
I did. I didn't want to watch it at first. See, this is my thing. I don't know why this is my thing. People recommend something to me, and I just don't want to watch it. I just assume the bad outcome.
I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, we should watch that. And it turned out to be a great show.
It is.
So we're excited to see what next season has in store, but it's got to do with it's science fiction, so it's got to do with people with special abilities and
powers. The Grishavers.
And the Grisha.
They're actually based off books.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a trilogy, and then there's two other books that are not part of the series. They're just kind of other books for other characters, which are the crows, and it's called Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom, which is the duology.
Oh, that we saw those over there at the
I wanted to buy bookstore. Them, but I'm going to be too hassled, so I'm going to wait.
No, yeah, you got plenty of books to keep you busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show. I don't know. Do you want to talk about it?
I feel like we can't talk that much. Spoilers. I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, all right. Let's not spoil it. Let's just say.
Go to Netflix.
It's too new. Let's just say we recommend it. Go watch it. Another show that came out that we haven't watched is Loki, right?
Yes. The reason we haven't watched it is because I'm watching quite a couple of shows right now. Yeah. I'm watching like two shows. And I can't actually. We can start watching it. I'm not watching that many right now. I'm watching like three at the same time.
Well, we're watching Bones, and you're watching Lost with your mom, and
Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries, and then I'm watching NCIS with your mom when I get a chance. So yeah, plenty of shows. I just finished the Queen of Flow, by the way. That was
good. My gosh! The ending.
So the Queen of Flow, just for you guys to, it's a Colombian show, so it's in Spanish. Unfortunately, it does have English subtitles, but the only audio available is either Spanish or French. So
it is a telenovela.
Yeah. I mean, I see it more as like a show, because a TV show. But I don't know that it's soap opery.
It's under that category.
I think it overlaps a little bit between being soap opery and and being like a TV show series. But I mean, season one is like, what, 82 episodes or something like that?
That's why it's a novella, because it has that many.
But it's a good show. It's a really good show.
Warning about it. That show is rated TVMA.
Really?
It is.
I thought it wasn't.
It uses a lot of like Spanish curse words, and sometimes it shows to like intimate scenes. Yeah. But obviously I skip the intimate scenes.
Yeah.
I hear the words and whatever, but that's I guess normal and fine. But that's just putting it out there in case anybody watches it with their kids or something.
Okay, I didn't catch, I mean, I caught the bad words, but I didn't really catch, but maybe it's because when most of the show I watched with you and you skipped over that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, at least when I finished watching it, I didn't see any of those. But it's a really good show. Just to kind of give you an idea, it's a show about if you guys know the genre reggaeton, right? Reggaeton's really popular. Yeah. And so this show is about the music industry with the focus on reggaeton. And it's about an artist who, you know, gets his fame through shady methods. And he pretty much, I guess we can say that he steals
the true artist's music.
Yeah, he steals the true artist's music. While framing them, and they spend 17 years in prison.
There's
all the while this person becomes extremely famous off of this music, and then she gets out of prison, and
she wants to take him down.
She wants to take him down, so she, with the help of the DEA, she, you know, vows revenge, and then the show pretty much shows the transition of her shifting from the revenge side of it to more of a justice side of it.
Yeah.
And she does that shift. Now, she does it, I would say, pretty abruptly, like very quickly, because I think for 98% of the show, it's more of a vengeance thing.
And maybe
the last 2% is more of her shifting to, least considering the justice side of it.
Yeah.
And letting that go.
Yeah.
And it's a great show. There's a lot of drama.
There's lots of tea if you love tea.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot. I think my favorite part about it is that because we're Colombian, it's the way they talk is just, it makes me feel at home.
And something else that I love is that, you know, I'm older. I actually pay attention to Spanish. I speak a little bit more Spanish than I definitely used to. And, like, I feel free to do it now. So I understand it. And it's so...
It's beautiful.
I don't know if you understand. For me, it feels great to watch that and be able to understand everything and not have to hear it in English because, I don't understand the Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that, too, about you. But also, like I said, the Colombian accent, it's just, it's a beautiful thing to hear because like I said, it makes me feel at home. Other people like it because rhythmically it's a pretty,
language. Rhythm
well, it's not so much the language as it is more of the way that we speak it. The rhythm in which we speak our language is what's makes it beautiful. And so it's just, it's nice to hear that because like I said, it makes me feel at home.
Yeah. Because
that's how we talk.
Yeah.
But it's a very good show, and you know, we recommend
on
it
on Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix. But yeah.
For movies,
what?
A new movie came out.
Which one?
In the Heights.
In the Heights.
Yes, on HBO Max. It's 2 hours and 23 minutes.
What movie is that?
In the Heights. I'm about to explain. It's
Wait, I haven't seen this movie?
No.
Did you just watch this today?
Yes.
Okay, that's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair? All right.
Go.
Okay, you've seen Hamilton, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you know Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah.
The one that plays Hamilton?
Yeah, I wanted to watch that with you.
Hamilton?
No, In the Heights.
You did? When? Yeah. When? You never told me that. I mentioned it and you didn't say anything.
All right.
Anyway, back to the point. Lin-Manuel Miranda, he plays Hamilton in the Hamilton musical and stuff like that in Disney Plus, and he wrote the script for Hamilton, but he also wrote the script for In the Heights.
Yeah, he writes the script and the music.
Yeah, so you know it's going to be good. It was so good. I actually expected it to suck, as I always do with things. Yeah. And of course, I was proven wrong. I almost stopped watching at the beginning, and we were only like 23 minutes in.
And that's about New York, right? Or it takes place in New York?
Yeah, it takes place revolving around the power outage that happened in 2003.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
I'll rewatch it with you because it's so good. Okay. I love the music.
I'll be content with that. Yeah.
HBO Max.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to watch that then. What else is there? Is there anything else? I don't know. There's.
Did I forgot?
I don't think we've been really watching anything else.
I mean, you've been watching. Have you been watching like a show by yourself?
Nope.
Like when you're. Oh.
Nope. I don't really have alone time. That's why the little bit of alone time that I get.
You read.
I read. I watch educational videos about subjects that I don't know that I'm trying to understand better. And that's what I do. And most of those videos deal with theology, philosophy, or physics, or some kind of science. So, you know, that's what I do. Mm. It's just today I decided to take a break from that, and do something that I haven't done in so many months.
What'd you do?
I watched something just for entertainment.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
That's why I said I finished. You finished Queen of Flow. Which
give me some slaps.
I hadn't
round of applause.
That's right. Thank you. So I finished the show and you know, I haven't done that. I haven't done anything for entertainment. It's all been educational. So you know, felt nice to do that.
Yeah.
But I can't get complacent. I gotta get back on and keep reading. I
mean, honestly, I think it's good that you're doing that, but also take breaks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. For those of you that don't know, I'm writing a book, and so because I'm writing this book, I'm reading a lot, and it's not just. Yeah, it's educational, but it's how do I explain it? So I started reading for the purpose of understanding things better so that I can write a better book, mm-hmm. I guess. But it's become a thing where I love it so much that even after I'm done with the book, I'm still going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how that started, partially. So I'm doing all this research, and I'm learning so much and such little time, really, that I wish that I had started this earlier. I wish I had picked up reading, you know, in when I was your age. That's why the fact that you love reading, which is the opposite of how I was at your age, I love it. That's why I try to encourage you to read something other than just fiction, right? some true stories, some educational stuff.
And but another fact, I like throughout my entire life, I was on and off like reading.
Yeah.
Like most of my life, I hated reading. You and Mom would be like, read a chapter for school. And I hated that.
Yeah.
I never really focused and enjoyed the book for what it is. Yeah. And
you did it as more of a chore.
Yeah. And once
in
I did
fact,
it.
In fact, you get points for reading, right?
Yeah.
So it's no longer a chore?
I don't do it for the chore. I do it for my enjoyment, mostly.
So I guess we can stop giving you
points
for...
I never specified. I'm just saying, I'm kidding. I do it more so now for the enjoyment of reading than for the forcing, like me being forced and pushed to do it.
Yeah.
So I more enjoy it now. But before, I used to be just on and off. Like, yeah. I used to like it, and then I'd be finishing a book, and then I'd be like, I'm done after this.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you've become this bookworm.
Good type of bookworm?
It's also, I feel like it's also something that we kind of both started at the same time. Maybe you started a little bit before me.
Yeah.
But I feel like something that we're in it now, we're in it. Both of us.
Uh-huh.
And so it's pretty interesting for us to be able to, you know, go to the bookstore. I never in my entire life thought that me going to the bookstore would be exciting.
Exactly. What I said when I walked in to that beautiful Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this right now. Yeah. When we go to New York, we will, because I want to go and visit.
I wasn't impressed, though, because it was two-story Barnes and Noble. And I expected many more stories.
He's joking.
Come on, that was a joke.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't have a laughing.
Oh, I thought you did. Effect. Oh, well, what was I saying? When we go to New York, because we will. Yeah. When we visit, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go to their Barnes and Noble. I don't know where, what specifically, but I'm gonna look it up. It's a 3-story Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, they got big stuff out there.
Thing.
We want to take you out there. So reading, I don't know. I enjoy it. I love it, and it's taking me. You know what I like about it the most is that it's made me more versatile in the conversational world. Because I can have conversations that are meaningful, that can be deep and meaningful, and it's not just a conversation about, you know, who won the basketball game last night or who won this or you know, oh, did you hear about the news? And you know, I don't know. I feel like that's, you know, while that's not terrible conversation, I don't want to be just limited to that, you know, kind of stuff. And I don't necessarily trust the news anyways. So I like it. I like it because I'm learning so many different things. I mean, I read this book called, I don't know if I talked about it last time. Maybe I did. Did I talk about reading the book by Neil deGrasse Tyson? Called Astrophysics for People in a Hurry?
Yeah. I think you said that I bought it for you, yeah.
You bought it for me? No, you didn't buy it for me.
Are you talking about another one?
Yeah. No, I it's a book that I read that... Did I talk about me wanting to... Making me feel like I wanted to be an astrophysicist,
yeah,
but at the same time, glad that I wasn't?
Yeah, you talked about that.
Yeah, so... Okay. So, reading these books are just... It's just, you know, giving me a lot of, are you going to sneeze? All right, let me know when you're going to sneeze and I'll mute the mic so it doesn't bother anyone. But yeah, reading these books is just, you know, it's the way my buddy Jamil put it, it's intellectually satisfying to read up on these things. But yeah, so... I mean, all right, what else can we talk about? So you're finished with school, vacation, right? Sorry, I left you muted. Sorry. Okay. So vacation, right? So now what are the plans for the summer?
Going to a hotel. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, we're taking a mini vacation. So
staycation, kind of.
Yeah, a little staycation.
At my childhood hotel, let me just tell you that.
Yeah, it's a resort. It's more of a resort. Mm-hmm. It's a resort that we always went to when you were little. And you loved it. It was like your favorite place to go besides Disney World. And we're going to go there. They've done some modifications to it. They've added some stuff. So we're excited to see what that looks like. And we'll be going there and kind of just spending a long weekend there. So,
yeah.
So we're excited for that. And we can't wait. We'll post some pictures, of course, on our social media. And that's it. What else we got going on? We got,
I don't know.
You're going into eighth grade, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're going into eighth grade, and I sent you some pictures of when I was in eighth grade, yeah. Right? Eighth or ninth grade, and, what'd you think about that?
You look very different.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I mean,
older, obviously, but... Yeah. I can see some facial features that haven't changed.
20-something years ago. So. Yeah,
like your eyes
and
your cheek area and your T-zone, they haven't changed.
Okay. My hair was different, right?
Yeah.
Combed to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
I'm taking geometry this year.
Yeah? Are you excited?
I am. People, more specifically, somebody told me that the geometry was like their least favorite.
Yeah. Hey, so maybe you can read the mathematical principles of natural philosophy after me.
Oh, my. I'm going to know.
Hey, geometry. Your bestie wants to read it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she said it over there. Remember when I told her about the book and I asked her who Newton was? She's like, oh, Sir Isaac Newton.
Oh, yeah.
She's interested in reading that. So, yeah. Yeah, maybe you can read it too. Who knows?
Yeah, when I learn more math.
You know he invented calculus?
What a smart dude.
Yeah, brilliant.
Smart dude, brilliant. You give me something to kind of look forward to in school because I like math.
Isaac Newton was so brilliant. A lot of the stuff that we do today is based on a lot of stuff that he taught, that he came up with, that he discovered. Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity is based on Isaac Newton's laws and of motion and all of that. And it's incredible. You know, his contribution to the scientific world and the is probably what helped push modern science forward so much. It's part of the reason why we're able to, you know, see ourselves outside of this planet, you know, and going to the moon and traveling and sending something to Mars and knowing how big and dense these planets are, even though we haven't been there. All that is based on the science and math that he developed and discovered. So it's incredible. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
All right. So let me see. Let me ask you a question. What's something that you haven't done since COVID started that you cannot wait to do?
Go to Universal. Done.
No. We've been to Universal, or at least to Disney. We've been to Disney.
Is that Universal?
Doesn't matter. It's going to a theme park. I'm talking about something like, I don't know.
Staying at a resort.
Okay.
We're going to do that. I mean...
I guess that is something. I was thinking of maybe something else, but yeah, going mask free everywhere. Well, they're
technically we can do that now.
Supposedly 90% of Florida is now
mask free.
Not mask free, but it's now where we were health wise, you know, right before COVID. So as far as numbers go. As far as people getting sick,
like we're
and all
good.
Of that, yeah. So 90% of the state, apparently, I don't know, apparently, 90%, we're at 90% of where we were right before COVID. So there's like a small percentage out there that are still getting sick, but that's, I think those are good numbers if those numbers are true. Again, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, but you know, we still have to be careful. But yeah, I mean, it feels good to know that, you know, normalcy feels like it's around the corner.
Honestly, it really, really does.
Yeah. But yeah. And what else do we have? What else? Is there anything else out there? I'll tell you some things for me. For me, it's going out to eat instead of ordering food and eating it here. So being able to go out, sit down and eat and not have to worry.
I miss doing that with family. Yeah. Hanging out with family and friends.
Hanging out with family and friends. I mean, we used to go to, you know, Eddie's and Sandra's, and we used to go every Friday.
Yeah, we used to go like and watch games.
Yeah,
over
watch
there.
Games and watch TV and just hang out. And we don't do that anymore. So I can't wait to do that. What else? Just going places and not having to worry.
Yeah, you know, that's what I
think our biggest worry though is because of the baby. I think you and I are okay with walking around doing more normal things with masks on, but with the baby. We can't. It's like different. For example, we went to IKEA a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we were there probably not even 30 minutes because most of the people there were not wearing masks.
Yeah, it was half
and
half.
And even though we were wearing masks and we were okay, we had the baby with us, so we were like, no, we're just gonna leave. And so we ended up just getting some snacks on the way out, and that was it. That was our trip to IKEA, just
grocery
to get
shopping
snacks.
In IKEA.
But yeah, I mean. Well, we just gotta, you know, stay safe, keep praying, and mm-hmm. And just see what happens. You know, wait it out. But I'm excited to get back to normal and go out there.
I feel like we've done pretty good over the year. Everything's been getting better over the year.
Yeah.
You know.
We just can't get complacent and just say, oh, it's gone. We can be nasty again.
I know that. I'm not gonna be nasty again. I'm still gonna be cautious.
So you admit you were nasty before.
No. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying for people. I'm saying for the people that are listening, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, go out there and just
don't
wash
your hands.
Don't
wash
your hands.
You know? I'm going to carry hand sanitizer with me everywhere I go now. Yeah. And I'm going to wash my hands literally all the time, as always.
Like I said, when this whole thing first started, nothing has changed for me. I still wash my hands all the time. Mm-hmm, if I shake someone's hand, I go and wash it right away. That's it. That's just what I do. You know, so.
I also don't touch my eyes.
Yeah. Try to not touch your face, even though we touch our face about 1,000 times a day or something like that. It's a crazy number. You don't realize it, but it is.
I want to have my hands tied and see what happens.
You what?
I want to tie my hands and see how many times I touch my face.
Yeah. You don't realize it, but any little itch, any little thing, you touch your face. Maybe to fix your glasses.
Does that count?
If you touch your face. Oh, no. If you don't touch your face, it doesn't count. But I'm saying because you do it without thinking. So that's mm-hmm. that's what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Do we have anything
pretty much
else
our
we
update.
Want to talk about?
Mm-mm.
I think we need to, you know, the thing is, we didn't expect to record today, so maybe we need to, you know, come up with a topic next time and go back to having something organized and ready. But we want to thank everybody for listening. You can find us at
Like Father Like Daughter Podcast and on social media at Like What?
Just Like Father Like Daughter Podcast. What's the website?
Shoot.
What is it?
At podcast.
What? What is our website? Where
like
can
Father
they find
Like
us?
Daughter Podcast.com.
Uh-huh.
And on social media at Like Father Like Daughter Podcast, except for Twitter, which is Podcast LFLD.
Yes. And our phone number is 407-749-1195. Feel free to shoot us a text message or hit us up and ask us questions, you know, whatever it is. The other thing, you could find our merch store if you go to the top right-hand corner of Like Father, Like Daughter Podcast.com. You click on the store link, it'll take you to our merch store and you can purchase one of our stores. So I know that we lost a lot of listeners from, you know, spending 2 months without recording. We probably lost 2/3 of our listeners. That's okay. We hope that they come back. The best way you can help us is to share our podcast for free on your social media through text message with your friends and family. And what else? So we haven't really had anyone reach out to us for that free shirt. So maybe nobody wants a free shirt. I mean, your aunt, my sister did, but I don't know that she counts. I mean, we might have to just give it to her.
Yeah,
just
because she did it.
She's the only one that actually texted us and said, hey, I want a free shirt. So, I mean, we hope that somebody else, you know, texts us if you want a free shirt from our podcast, or maybe from the Christ Alone podcast, if it's, you know, one of those that you want. But let us know. Text us and let us know that you want a free shirt, and we'll be happy to send it out to you free of charge. But that's it. I guess we'll see you next time, and we hope that next time is next week.
Yeah,
and,
hopefully.
That's it.
See you next week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Like Father, Like Daughter podcast. See you next time.